Come in Jesus' name, and we do. We stand in awe. Another time and opportunity, Lord, to grow in grace and in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Lord, here we are, and we stand before you, sometimes thinking, God, what could you see in us? But my, oh my. As brother sang, but I had you on my mind. I couldn't get you off my mind. I've been thinking about you in ages past. Now, Lord, we need to step into that grace and into that mercy today just a little bit more. Lord, we need to be encouraged. We're in a time, but a time that you knew that we would be in, and be in, most importantly, with you. And Lord, you're here. We thank you for the abundance of your presence, God. We thank you for the abundance of this word that we know, because we do know you. We've been called to know you. And Lord, thank you for this calling. Thank you that you've chosen us. Thank you in your foreknowledge. You predestinated us. Lord, justified we stand, and even glorified. And Lord, to just be further set apart, so much so, God, that we're listening for a trumpet blast. And Lord, may it be today. As thou hast believed, so be it done unto you. And Lord, help us to believe that. God, help us to be quick to believe, God. I don't need my heart burning later. I need it to burn now. Lord, encourage us, quicken us. Lord, let us just take flight, God, and to wake up, to understand what we've been called to, and especially this morning. Oh, the counsel of God with the elect of God. To understand, God, that we are elect in you. And we thank you for it, and we give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. If you'd open your Bibles today, going to Ephesians chapter 3, this precious, wondrous letter that Paul, through the Holy Ghost, was encouraged to write and to encourage these saints on, these ones that knew the Word of God, but there was more. There was something that was given to Paul that was something that was hidden and was not made known. But this was the riches of everything. It was the riches of his glory, the exceeding riches of his glory in us, in the saints. And this was revealed to Paul. And Paul was given this precious truth, this reality, this message, this proposal to go out to those ones that would have an appointment, just like Rebecca at that well. It wasn't meant for any and every. It was especially to that life. Now, Lord, we know that you are not a respecter of person. We know that, as you say in the Word of God, I would that all men be saved and come to the full knowledge of the truth. But I thank the Lord that this is for us. And this is for us who believe, and God has given us this appointment, brothers and sisters. And here we sit, just as that specific date, time, and calling, that precise moment, once again, that Rebecca was ministered to this precious encouragement of a proposal from a bridegroom, from a proposal from the master's son, that he would have a wife, and that it would be you. In verse 3 of chapter 3 of Ephesians, it says, how that by revelation, God made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words, whereby when ye read my epistles, when you read my letters that the Lord has given me to write, ye may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. Brothers and sisters, aren't you thankful that you know this mystery? I rejoice so richly today. Lord, I did not miss this. I thank God that you saw fit for me to receive this. That, Lord, you gave me an ear to hear. You gave me a heart to receive this. Lord, you did not allow me to make this grace, this immense grace, to be vain in my life. You got me past me. Somehow you got me still. And I see that this is everything. Now, brothers and sisters, I will tell you this. If we do not know this mystery, then we really do not know the very reality of our life. We do not know the goal and the purpose of why God even had this plan in his son. It was for him to have a wife. And I thank the Lord that as knowing this wondrous mystery that was made and revealed to Paul, it brings that to light. It brings it not just to light, but to life. And he wants it to be by the power of the Holy Ghost to be in abundant life in you. But see, without knowing this mystery, brothers and sisters, we miss what the reality of our life is all about. And when we don't really understand what this mystery is, I'm going to tell you something. We do not really know how to fight the good fight of faith. And that's the truth. If you do not know what you're fighting for, you don't know how to fight. You can get out there and you can think that you're going to go at it and you're going to be able to do something. It was just like that one messenger in the Word of God. He wanted to run and he wanted to be the one that was going to tell and he was going to do it, but he didn't have a message. I see that often with God's precious people today. They call them the missionary mills. They're going to get them out there for missions work and missions work. They don't have a message. I know God, let me tell you something, God's still faithful. He can even use the likes of me to give out the word of God. But I'll tell you what, I want to know something, and actually I want to have something in order to be able to give something. And I know that's all of him, brothers and sisters, but this is what's so important. We have to know what we are fighting for. And brothers and sisters, to win this fight, we must know Paul's mystery. That's why we rejoice in this. This is why this is something that was hidden but now is made manifest. I thank the Lord that we come into a meeting. This is what we feast upon. This is what our whole purpose and our calling is. There isn't anything else you want. I thank God I can stand here as Paul did. If I started preaching something else or another gospel to you, you'd say, get him out of here. We love Brother Jesse, but this is going amiss. This isn't why I come to hear this message in this meeting. I want to hear the depth of the gospel of Christ. I want to hear about Jesus, my bridegroom. I thank the Lord for my Savior, and thanks be to God. It's in the message of Jesus, my bridegroom. It has to be there. I have to be born of God to grow up to be his son's wife. Amen. I got to be in the family of God, praise the Lord, just like Rebecca was from the family of Abraham, for him to send the messenger to get her out of the family to bring her to his son. And that's exactly what's going on today. That's exactly this church age that we live in. This is exactly what Brother Paul was used for in speaking and preaching this mystery that had been hidden, but now it's breaking forth. The Father says, this is the time, my son, everything is ready. He is going to have his wife. She's going to come out of my people. I'm going to send my messenger. I'm going to send the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is the one that knows this message, that has this message, that can take your heart with this message, this mystery that was given to Paul, and encourage it and prick it and cause it to stir and to say, oh my, this is mine. It was me. Praise be to God. There isn't anybody else here. It's just me. And you want me to go when? Now? You want me to get going right now? Praise be to God. He's that anxious to have me? That this isn't something on my timetable. This is on his. And it's always now. Praise the Lord. Do you believe the word of God? This is exactly how he set you. And once again, as we've said it many times, it wasn't Noah's brother. It wasn't Noah's sister. It was Noah. Amen. It wasn't anybody but by the grace of God. And you need to put yourself there but you. And that's how the Lord ministers with you. And this is how he ministers this truth with you. And this is exactly what this mystery that was revealed to Paul. It isolated him on that road to Damascus. It isolated him. It isolated him in a way, Paul, you're a prisoner of my love, son. I'm not just separating you out to be born of God. I'm separating you out to preach and to be my beloved wife and to preach to those that will be of that company of my beloved wife. And that's how divine it is. And that's how divine each and every one of our lives are. Praise be to God. And I thank the Lord for it, how he draws us, each and every one, to come in to hear this message. The Bible tells us, brothers and sisters, and it encourages us that we need to be able to fight the good fight of faith. The Bible tells us that our warfare is not a carnal warfare. We need to really understand that. And see, that's what happens when you fall in love. That's what happens when you're starting to really think about getting married. You don't think about anything else. You just don't. You start to forget stuff and people worry about you, but it's because you're in love. You begin to think about a wedding and life just kind of quit existing. Now, I understand we have to do things in this life and all of that, but our hearts need to be captivated with why we even exist. And this is what we have to understand, that this isn't a carnal warfare. My warfare is not, in a sense, in the cares of this life and the causes of this world. I've seen it take a lot of people out of here the last so many years. It's severe. People are thinking that their cause and their fight is somewhere in this life. It's not. It doesn't matter what it is, whether it's for your family, whether it's for your country, whether it's for anything. Let me tell you something. Your fight is the good fight of faith, and it's a spiritual warfare. And I'm seeing more and more all the time. It's a warfare to remain and grow in grace. The attack is to get us out of this. The attack, brothers and sisters, is to get us to just get that course off just a little bit. Get it off a half degree. It's okay. We can have just a little bit of this come in. We can feel a little bit better about ourselves. We can figure out how to do this a little bit better than God and His workmanship does. We need to start to do things of ourselves and really understand that we need to look a certain way or be a certain way. And that's what I need to focus on, once again, on this outward appearance. No. All the transformation that the Lord will honor, all the transformation that He is looking at is from the heart. It all comes from this word. And this word tells us that we grow one way. Amen? We grow in grace. We grow in grace. Why would we ever want to preach anything but the grace of God? Why would we ever want to rejoice in anything but the mercy of our Lord? Why would we ever want to praise anyone but our God, who we are His workmanship? Why would we try to put our confidence in anything else? Whether it's my ability or my mind or how I go about, even in a godly way, to worship God. I was thanking the Lord in the office just a moment ago before I came out here. I didn't know what I was feeling, but I knew that the Holy Ghost was speaking through me. And then it's like, okay, now wait a second. How does that happen? You know why? Because I'm His. Now I get it. I've got this flesh, but I know the life that lives in me. Jesus lives in me. And Jesus doesn't live in me part-time. He lives in me all the time. He's there all the time. And He's living in me. And I thank God He is. And I need to quit thinking about what I'm feeling as Jesus is living in me. And I thank the Lord if He just wants to praise and to praise His holy name in this vessel. And you know what? I don't really understand or even feel like praising the Lord. It's praising the Lord. I don't know if you've ever had that experience, but I do. And I just had one. And I'm just telling you the truth. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing not to rely upon me and how I feel and how I think I need to approach God to go pray. He's already in here. And I just need to just go with Him. Amen. We try to chart out what we're going to do and how we're going to be and all of these things. I'm learning to live by faith. And let me tell you something, it's scary sometimes. It's scary to live by faith. And the Lord, He intentionally does this because you're scary. You're scary, but for God. But for God, not to God. He loves you. He's not afraid of anything. But it is your life. And it'll surprise you. Brother Joe was surprised about how he reacted to something. He didn't realize that was there, and it bothered him. And I'm telling you, there's times we can get so anxious when we've never been anxious. We blow up. We never thought we'd ever blow up. What in the world just happened? Who was that? People even look at us surprised. I'm not encouraging you to do so, but you have to understand this. The Lord's working. He's working. And as we give Him these things and we give Him the praise, that's not the time to withdraw. That's the time to go in and to go in further and not to back off and to say, you know, maybe this got too intense. He's an intense God. He's going to deal with you intensely. And he's going to bring you to places you don't want to be, you didn't want to see, whether it was in yourself or somebody else or whatever. But God intentionally did it. And he did. I think about the disciples. I think about them often. How they were witnessed to by Jesus. How he took them in and how he cared for them. And how they had to hear him say, "Oh, Father, look what you've given me. I love them. I love them. I call you not servants. I call you friends." And just in hours, they were all going to turn on him. And they did. And I know they're not that stupid and callous. They all knew that. Individually, they did. Individually, Peter knew right to Jesus' face, "I don't know him." And just moments ago, he was chopping off an ear of a soldier to protect him. And then could you imagine them getting together? Heads down. Yeah, fearful maybe of what was going to happen. But I think the greatest thing that was going on in their lives, we're all so pitiful. We all turned on him. Not one of us even remotely tried to maybe to protect him. Not one of us stood with him. And that's the one who loves. That's the one who loves. See, that's our warfare. That's the warfare. That's the love of God who loves us. That's the love of God who came walking right through that door. Here I am. Here I am. And there had to be the biggest smile. Oh, come on. I knew what you would do. I knew you'd be just fraidy, scaredy cats and all this. But as I said to this brother right here, is Peter, I knew the devil's going to sift you like wheat, but I've prayed for you. And you know, the prayer of Jesus, boy, it worked mighty things in them, didn't it? What kind of prayers over your life do you think, honeys? Has he even prayed for you a better thing? You think his fervent prayer? Do you think his petitions and his advocacy to the Father? You think that that merits something? Do you think that there would be anything that's going to stop my life by the grace of God? Nope. Do we not have an assurance that he said, "I will perform"? He didn't say, "I might perform." He said, he didn't say, "I'm thinking about performing." He said, "I will perform. I will perform." And has he not supped with us? Has he not called us to? Have we not, by the grace of God, laid down things just like they did their nets and said, "Lord, I'll go"? Have we not at times said, "I don't know him"? Have we not at times not believed but yet saw him abide faithful still? Fighting incorrectly is the equivalent to beating the air. We fight wrong thinking spirituality is works by the flesh, doing good deeds, emotional experiences, feelings, just getting together, head knowledge. We know, brothers and sisters, in the Word of God, and I say we do know this, that never hits the mark for the prize. It doesn't. Mm-mm. We know that spiritual warfare and spiritual warriors are the true worshipers. That's what we do know. They're ones that have grown up in the knowledge of love. That's how you fight. You have grown up in the knowledge of love. And specifically, you know the great love of Jesus, your bridegroom. That's what you know. And I thank the Lord that we know that. And in that great love, he will perform what he's going to do. That's where our confidence is it not? Doesn't that just extinguish all of the fiery darts of the devil? Doesn't it every time? I mean, even right now, there might have been something bothering you today, but now that your mind is stayed upon him, and I'm telling you, this is what the truth does. It causes our minds to be stayed upon him. Those fiery darts are gone. They're just gone. And you have to understand that by the grace of God, he is the one, he doesn't just fight our battles, the victory's been won, see? And we just walk in that victory. But that victory is always truth. It's always that word. It's always that assurance. That's the difference between a David, that any of those ones could have come out there. If it really, truly, they could have trusted God and believed the Lord and things of that nature. But it was David. David was the one that was called. Praise be to God. God knew that he would trust him. And David, in that full assurance of faith believing, he was encouraged of the Lord. I know this is scripture in my life. I know this is the word of the Lord that's going to bring this through. And he ran at that giant. And he said, I come at you in the name of the Lord God of hosts. And that was done. It was over. Everything in our lives, brothers and sisters, in this battle, I'm telling you that we're fighting this good fight of faith. I do. I come in the name of Jesus. I come in all grace. I'm facing everything I've ever done, everything that I've ever done wrong. All my life that maybe I did something or I was, let's say I was a bad dad or a bad husband or all these different things that are bad. I've got to run into that giant with the grace of God. These are not perfect people. These are people that won God's best, that weren't the best dads, that weren't the best moms, that weren't the best spouses, that weren't the best friends. But the one thing they did is they believed in the grace of God. They understood there was far more to this life than what their feelings were or what the things that looked like in their life. They got over themselves and they got into the grace of God. And then it's amazing how the Lord used them. Amen? It's amazing how a harlot like Rahab can be such a hero and a treasure to us. Amen? You could talk about all of those different ones. Oh, well, she was the one that turned all of these girls into truly prostitutes or whatever. Maybe she was the head of that house, the madam, as they said, and all of those different things. And I'm sure there were people that wanted that to hang on her, that scarlet letter, forever. And I don't know what scarlet letter forever the enemy is trying to get you to hold on to, but let me tell you something, you got to lay it down. Lay it down. And thank the Lord. And then, as the people of God, let's begin to thank God for people, praise the Lord, that have laid it down and have taken up the crown. That's the gorgeous thing. True warriors know that all grace is theirs. That's what they know. The reason I believe God for you is because we hear the same message, and I know you've been called to all grace. People will ask me, brother, how can you be so hopeful? Because of the grace of God. How can we be optimistic? Because of the grace of God. How could we get to this point and you think it's going to work out? The grace of God. It's a truth. And people think you're nuts. They thought my mother was nuts. They thought, oh, she's just in a wonderland. The grace of God takes you to that wonderland. It puts you in the wonderland of believing God. And see, when you truly understand that you have all grace, then you understand as well too, and you rejoice and praise him that you have all mercy. Yes, you do. Always. And it's that wonderful mercy, being the vessel of mercy you are, that all the riches of his glory are bestowed upon you. See, and that's the gorgeous thing. That's how we fight the good fight of faith. See, it's predicated upon what he's already done and his favor that he's put upon us. He calls us the elect of God. We are now the sons of God. Amen? That's our fighting. That's how we fight. And it does not matter how this feels. The word of God's still the same. Amen? It doesn't change. I'm not like a barometer. No. If he's for me, who could be against me? I can't even be against myself. If these thoughts, by the grace of God, will continue to flood us, I'm telling you, grace always wins. Where sin abounded, grace much more did abound. It just does. That's why it was so beautiful when they were trying to, they're always trying to trick Jesus with things of the lie of this world when they were talking to him, all those Pharisees. All the Pharisees wanted to do was to talk about natural things. They wanted to talk about wealth. They wanted to talk about kids. They wanted to talk about marriage. They wanted to talk about divorce. They wanted to talk about all these different things. Jesus was so far beyond them. So far beyond. He knew what little snakies they were. God help us to not be like a little snakey. We don't need to do that. See, that's when we're not fighting well. That's when we're running amiss. And that's when I'm not even encouraging you one bit. I want you to abound in the hope that the Word of God gives us, which is all grace. Always for all things to superabound to every good work. Amen? This is what we have, and this is what He's called us to. And that's why we can be in a fullness of joy. Of joy. That joy, it comes. Amen. Joy comes in the morning. And what happens always when we're beginning to really get that encouragement of all grace and all mercy, it's not predicated once again upon the happenings around me. It's all predicated about the happening, what's going in my heart. Where is my attention? Where is my thoughts? And oftentimes, the way that a psalm will come out is you're finally in that bed of hell that you made, and here comes the psalm. When I wasn't even near this place and I was just walking around, I didn't have this psalm to write. But this is the appointment that we had to write this together. Once again, always that all grace just abounding. And thank the Lord. See, that's our victory. And that's why we are those warriors. That's why we're good soldiers that endure hardness. Hardness, hard things. Hard things, yes. Hard things that come upon us that we didn't, in a sense, come upon us. But I'll tell you, sometimes the hardest things are those things we did cause to come upon us. But once again, here's the God that says, but I'm the Lord thy God that delivers you out of all your troubles. Isn't that glorious? See, once again, that's how we war. We war that we are full overcomers, not part-time overcomers. Not overcomers that it happens only when I think it's happening or when all of this. I'm built to overcome because I'm built for grace. I'm geared for mercy. I thank God. I rejoice like I could never rejoice. And like so many are saying, oh, I'm just really understanding about this grace and how immense and how powerful it is. That's when we do have these enlarged steps, brothers and sisters. And that's when truly you know I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. We got to move along. This is the knowledge and this is the joy that comes by hearing what we receive by the grace of God in this place. This is the bridal message. The bridal message picks you up like nothing else. It stirs your heart like nothing else. When you're loved by that one that is the lover of your soul, the one that is the 10 out of 10s beyond our, this is our Jesus, it does. It causes passion and purpose and inspiration that we don't want to be any place else but at the finish line. We want to run into the arms of the bridegroom, and we know nothing compares with the glory that shall be revealed in us. Isn't that glorious? I mean, that's our life. That's our reality. We come in here to talk about what we know, not what we think or what we hope or whatever it is. Yes, we have an abounding hope, but our hope is in His grace. My hope is in His workmanship. My hope is in, He said, I'll perfect that which concerns you. Now, what don't I want to take about that? What don't I want to take about? And we know all things work together for good to them that love God. I can honestly say here today, by His grace, I love God. I wouldn't be here today. You wouldn't be here today if you didn't love God. Amen? Do you know then that He works all things together for your good? I do believe we know that, do we not? But how much do we really believe that? How much joy do we have that He does work all things together for our good? That it has that perfection of a pattern, this intricacy of a weaving, brothers and sisters. That's this glorious bride that comes forth in all the splendor.
Amen.
That's fighting a good fight of faith, where I just sit down every second in that rocking chair of grace. All this stuff comes at me, all these things. Sometimes I start to get up a little. Oh, Jess, just get over yourself. Sit back down. Knock that off. The word's your checker, but that checker's right here. Always, always encouraging us who we are in Christ, brothers and sisters. But see, when we have this knowledge, when we have this knowledge of this mystery, this precious bridal message, we're not playing church anymore. We're not just spinning our wheels. We're not trying. We're ceasing from our own works. We're settling down into the rest of God. And it's that knowledge is when we're equipped to fight. And as I said earlier, and I even said it on Friday night, I have to face the greatest enemy every day. And you know who that is? It's me. And your greatest enemy is you. You may think it's somebody else, but it's not. But the beautiful thing, I'm nothing. Greater is he that's in me. Greater is he that's in me. Once again, you know, coming out here, who is praying in there? Christ in me. Christ in me. I know I'm set for, you talk about a purpose. My life is fully purposed. You have the same assurance on your life because of the word of God that he sent to it. Listen to the word of God. Did he say not that I'll accomplish in the thing that I've sent it to? How could that not apply to you? How could you look at your life any differently than these ones that were individually called by God? Hearing the voice of the Lord. This is how he speaks to his people. It's not coming any other way. He's not going to blow a candle out. It doesn't work that way. He gave you an ear to hear. He gave you a heart to believe. You're here hearing this today, and that's as simple as it is. I think it says in the word of God, is it not by faith? Did he need a trumpet entry and all of the grand, chorus of heaven when he was born? No, he was born in a lowly manger. Nobody even knew, pretty much. Nobody really even cared, but God did. And God was fully purposed in exactly how that was going down. And it's not in fanfare. It's not going to be in these great illustrious events and things of your life. It's not. It's going to be a grind. But the beautiful thing is, like we're rejoicing so many times, God still knows. He knows when to burn a bush for you. He's burning a bush today. Pay attention to it. You've been on the backside of a desert for a long time. It doesn't matter. He knows who he's dealing with. He knows who he's called out. He knows who he's chosen. Now, brothers and sisters, this is about eternity. And by the grace of God, I got to get my mind in the right place because there's not time to waste. I can't be double-minded in this. We're here today, and by the grace of God, I think he's shaken us again in love. Honeys, I'm serious. This is real. You're going to go out of here in a few minutes if the Lord, Terry, doesn't call us home, and it's not going to change. It's not. You might have some different experiences today. You're going to maybe be at work back on Monday and all that, or Tuesday or whatever it is, but I'm the same. Amen. This promise covers you, honeys. This is your calling. This is your choosing. We didn't wind up anywhere else. We're not trying to do something grand here on this earth. We've been selected, chosen, predestinated, divinely appointed a course into the very midst of the throne to rule and reign with Jesus Christ. With that faith, with that faith. Come on. Bring it on. Bring it on. But it's not faith in saying, oh, my great faith. I don't have any. I'm talking about his faithfulness. That's all we've been rejoicing in all this time. Everything is the word of God. Everything is the promises of God. Everything is his assurance. This is God. This is God that cannot lie. His word is tried 7 times. And he didn't have to do it for him. He did it for you. We fight the good fight of faith because we have all grace. Let's not forget it. Amen. And let's just run on and win. Praise the Lord.
Let this mind be in you.
Yes. Oh, praise God.
Creation groans and travails in pain, waiting for the manifestation of the Son of God.
Oh, amen. Praise God. Father, we thank you. And we just praise the name of your Son, Jesus. And Lord, we thank you for this calling that you've placed upon us. And Lord, we do, and encouraged by this tongue and interpretation, Lord God, that we just stay with the stuff. And Lord, you fought all of our battles, and you go before us in battle. And Lord, we do. We fight a good fight of faith. Yes, we do have the whole armor of God, but the armor of God is completely your faithfulness. It's everything of you. And we stand, and we stand victorious in what you've already given. Lord, the promise is ours. We've been born into it. We have it. Lord, thank you for this crown gospel that you have truly just spoon-fed us all the way through. And Lord, we thank you for it. We rejoice. And we could never give you enough praise, but we do just come. Limited as we are, we thank you, God, that we come as you have made us. Not something I want to be in somebody else, Lord. Not murmuring any longer in drama or something of the man that I wish I was. Lord, I know the man that I'm called to be. I know the man of Christ that lives in me. And Lord, I thank you for my brethren. And Lord, help us to receive this grace today, this mercy, Lord. Give us a growth spurt this morning. Let us grow up into you in all things, Lord God. This truth in love is so immense. It is so free. It is so overflowing, Lord God. It is so clear to the light. It's just you, Jesus. And it is. It's easy. This burden is light. You've taken it all, Lord God. Help us to just focus upon this prize, oh God. This pearl of great price that you have made us to be for you. And we thank you and we love you and we praise you. And may it be face to face today. In Jesus' name, amen.